This is Little Rock Public Radio. I'm Daniel Breen, and it is Thursday. That means it is time for the Weekend Entertainment Roundup. Joining us, as always, is Eric Harrison with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. How are you, Eric?
Tolerably well, thank you. Yourself?
Doing well, thank you. So what is in store for us this weekend here in Central Arkansas?
Well, the Clinton Presidential Center, 1200 President Clinton Avenue in Little Rock, celebrates Arkansas's ratification of the 19th Amendment, which permitted women to vote, with a suffragist tea party, 2 p.m. Saturday. Selection of teas, coffees, and beverages accompany a curated afternoon tea menu. Attendees can win a basket of female-inspired gifts from the Clinton Museum Store. It's part of the Clinton Center's America 250 commemorations. Historical attire is not required, but encouraged. ClintonFoundation.org. In live music this weekend, the Pat Travers Band performing at 7 p.m. Saturday at the Ron Robinson Theater, 100 River Market Avenue in Little Rock's River Market District, 501-320-5715, Ron Robinson Theater, that's with an ER.com. Grammy-nominated saxophonist Gerald Albright headlines the concluding scholarship concert event for Art Porter Music Education, Inc.'s 16th Annual Work of Art, 8 p.m. Saturday, at the University of Arkansas Pulaski Technical College Charts Theater, 3000 West Scenic Drive in North Little Rock, 501-492-9120, artporter.org. And singer-songwriter Gene Reed and poet and fiction writer Marvin Schwartz pairing up for The Singing Word, an evening of live music, video, and original writing, Saturday at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Little Rock, 1818 Reservoir Road in Little Rock. Reed will perform live and via video, and Schwartz will read from his work. The program also features a performance of Schwartz's one-act comedy Spin Class. Doors open at 7 p.m. In live theater this week, more than 70 Arkansas playwrights, directors, actors, stage managers, musicians, designers, and technicians creating six brand new short plays from blank page to fully staged world premieres for the fourth annual edition of the 24-hour plays Little Rock, 7 p.m. Monday at the Argenta Contemporary Theater, 405 Main Street, North Little Rock, argentacontemporarytheater.org, that's with an R-E, /24-hour-plays. The Arkansas Repertory Theater, 601 Main Street in Little Rock, closing out its run of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, 7 p.m. today, 8 p.m. Friday, 2 and 8 p.m. Saturday, 3 p.m. Sunday. It's a contemporary take on the biblical story of Joseph and his coat of many colors with inspiration from 90s video games. And it works, by the way. 501-378-0405, therep.org. New in art and exhibits this week, a two-day art exhibit titled Dopamine, the Dada Art Show and Happening, embracing the wild creative spirit of Dadaism, on display 5 to 8 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the New Deal Studio and Gallery, 2003 Louisiana Street in Little Rock. The exhibit includes works by 21 artists plus poetry, screen printing, a photo booth with costumes, and drop-in figure drawing sessions that include a chance to draw a mermaid. 501-442-1978. In natural space, recent landscapes and other paintings by Pope County artist David Mudrinich, a professor emeritus in art at Arkansas Tech University, drawn from many of his experiences roaming within the Arkansas River watershed, opens for the 6 to 8 p.m. media artist reception with light nibbles, Friday at Cantrell Gallery, 8202 Cantrell Road in Little Rock. The exhibit is up through October 17th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, 501-224-1335, cantrellgallery.com. And Dreamscape Aquarium, a collection of fish guy portraits in which fish replace human heads and don clown suits, business wear, dresses, and everyday clothing by Verchet, the nom de art of Arkansas-based mixed-media artist Gabrielle Werner, is on display through August 12th at the Akanza Gallery, 413A Main Street in North Little Rock. Gallery hours are 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Call 501-416-0973, akanza.org.
And you can always find a full list of weekend goings-on at our website, littlerockpublicradio.org. This is Little Rock Public Radio.